We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're ready for Friday, because ready or not, it's here. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God on 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Anyway, we're two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. And you're listening to the Refresh Radio program. We're going to be spending the next half hour today talking about Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. That's in John chapter 8. But when the light of the world turns to the disciples and says to them, you are the light of the world, guess what? You're the light of the world, because he's not going to lie. In fact, I love this. God believes more in us than what we know about us right now. And so I'm just so thankful for the confidence that God has in the God inside of us. That's really what I think it is. If we will make ourselves available, he will make sure that there's enough power and enough anointing there to accomplish the task that he wants us to have. So I want to take just a moment to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And if you need any air conditioning or electric work done here in Brevard County, it would be in your best interest to give them a call. They have decades of experience. They are very, very good at what they do. They operate in integrity. And so I encourage you, give them a call, 321-632-9538. So here a couple of weeks ago, I was teaching the boys class. We only had one boy, and I said, you know what, you need Dairy Queen. And so we took him to Dairy Queen. We normally have more boys than that, and if they don't show up, then I'm going to reward the ones that do. And so that night I took him to Dairy Queen, and you know what I saw at 7 something at night was I saw one of the vehicles from Wyrick Air. They were going to buy supplies, even in that late at night, they were going to buy supplies. I knew where they were going now. And so one of their employees, I saw him a little bit later in the evening. And I don't know if they were going back to work on it that night or if they were just preparing for the next morning. But I will tell you this, they are very conscientious about what they do. They're very good at what they do. And they will treat you with respect and integrity. Give them a call, 321-632-9538. They go from the southern part of the county to the northern part of the county, and they can work on any type of unit that you have. And if you need electrical issues, they can take care of those as well. I know, because they have taken care of them for the church. They've taken care of them for me. And they have the Bob Arthurs stamp of endorsement. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and they'll come out and get you up and running as quickly as possible. So I'm sitting here today. We're going to go over a couple of Psalms. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to give you practical steps as to how you can be a more effective light for God. And so when we were in talking about the original text in Matthew chapter 5, it was talking about by your works, they will see your works and glorify your Father in heaven. So one of the ways is by our works. And then in another passage, we were talking about because our light would shine brighter because God was going to implant gladness into our heart. He was going to change our personality. We were going to reflect the joy of the Lord. Today, I want to start with you in Psalm 27. I'm not going to read the whole psalm. Great psalm. Just not going to take the time to read the whole thing because I'm trying to limit our scope here to the topic at hand. And when I printed out my research, I've got a hard Bible there. That's my Bible impacting the desk. I've got it open to Psalm 27, but I also have an online Bible where I can print out my notes. And what it says in my online Bible is this. I'll tell you what my hardbound Bible says first. It says Psalm 27, a psalm of David. Now, here's what it says as I printed out my notes. Psalm 27, 1, an exuberant declaration of faith, a psalm of David. And I was like, I love that. When we come together for church this coming Sunday, we are going to have an exuberant declaration of faith. We are going to have an exuberant declaration of worship. And so I just don't want to declare something. I want it to be an exclamatory declaration. I want it to be a passionate declaration. And so I want to ask you right now, if you were to give a declaration right now, would it be exuberant because of you, or would it be an exuberant because of the God inside of you? Too many times we allow our circumstances to diminish and cause our enthusiasm and our declaration to wane. God is looking to make it a bold and loud proclamation of faith. I pray this weekend that your faith will be on display. There are a lot of people who want to go around and they want to celebrate this and they want to celebrate that and celebrate this other thing over here. But today I wanted to make an exuberant declaration of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is worth it all. So, this exuberant declaration of faith says this: the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. So he begins with this very simple declaration. He says, let me tell you about my God. So can I tell you what he says about God here in these first three verses? He says, the Lord is my light. He is not just a light. He is not just the light. He is my light. It's one thing to know something is true as a general statement of fact. The Lord is the light of the world. It's an entirely different declaration to say, that's mine. He's my light. He's my light. And like we talked about yesterday, he shines into every crevice, every corner, every nook, every cranny. He's bringing light to darkness in my life. I pray that darkness is in a constant state of retreat in your life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Okay? David here has connected these two things. He says, when he lights up the place, He also brings salvation. There's not a condition so bad that he cannot save you. He cannot redeem you out of that situation. And so I highly, highly encourage you today to say yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He will be your light and he will be your salvation. So we're not going to spend a whole lot of time here in Psalm 27, excuse me. But I want to focus on this one application, and that is this. Well, one more thing. It says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Think about that. Think about that declaration. The Lord is the strength of my life. So let's do an assessment, shall we? How much attention are we paying to the strength of our life? There are a lot of people, and they want to focus on their weaknesses and try and make their weaknesses better, stronger. There are other people that said, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on my strengths, and I'm going to surround myself with people who will compensate for my weaknesses. Those are work strategies and things like that. I'm not saying that we're supposed to accept spiritual weakness or anything like that, and just ignore our spiritual weaknesses. I believe that God wants to bring strength and integrity to the whole, of our personhood. But there are too many people who completely and totally ignore or do not give much attention at all to what is supposed to be the strength of their life, and that's their relationship with God. When we do not get to reinforce and do not get to focus on the Lord as our strength, then what we are actually doing is we are growing weaker and weaker day by day by day. The more detached we become from God, the more distant we become from God, the weaker and easier prey we are for the devil. We are easier to take advantage of. And so I want to encourage you today, don't neglect your relationship with God. The more you focus on it, the stronger you will be. So what does the application look like? And it's mentioned several times here. It's mentioned in verse number 1 in the first part of the verse. Whom shall I fear? It's mentioned in verse number 1 in the second part of the verse. Of whom shall I be afraid? It is mentioned in verse number 3. It says, my heart shall not fear. And then it says, in this I will be confident. One of the ways that our light shines to a greater degree is because the Lord, when he is our light, when he is our salvation, when he is our strength, fear and anxiety are banished. Fear comes upon us to paralyze us and no longer act with the revelation that we have. But God wants us to be shining forth. Fear is not supposed to be ruling our lives. Okay? The world is tremendous, tremendous at getting people completely and totally consumed in fear. Now, I'm not saying that we live recklessly and we live foolishly, but I am saying that when God has given us the responsibility to bring light and revelation to a situation, we should be bold about it. And so I pray today that you would be making an exuberant declaration of faith by reminding yourself and reminding your kids and reminding anyone else who will listen. God is my light. He is my salvation. He is my strength. And I am not going to be governed by fear. So that's Psalm 27 verses 1 through 3. Over in Psalm 36, there's a few verses there. Verse number 5 says this, "Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord," let's see, I am reading the right passage. I thought I was reading the wrong one. "O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." And so here, the psalmist, again, it is David, and he wrote this, and he gave it to the chief musician, and he said, I want you to make this memorable. I want you to put this to a melody so that people will be able to remember it more. This says a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. It doesn't say King David. It doesn't say the conqueror David. It talks about that it's a psalm of David, who was a servant of the Most High God. And so he says, I just want to tell you just a little bit about my God. So we're in Psalm 27. We were talking about the Lord is my light, my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. He says here, he says, "You, O God, are merciful. You, O God, are faithful. My God is righteous. My God is a preserver. He's the one who keeps us, and he is the judge, and your judgments are a great deep." He says, "Your righteousness is like the great mountains, and your judgments are a great deep." So, and then he goes in verse number 7, and he talks about the loving kindness of God. You know, I think it's very important for us to remember and just enjoy from time to time the reality that God loves us. I don't know if you have ever felt unlovable, not unloved, unlovable. But I want you to know today that you are not unlovable. God loves you immensely. And I encourage you to celebrate and enjoy the loving kindness of God and appreciate it. Recognize what a precious thing it is to be loved by the Most High God. He said, how precious is your loving kindness. Therefore, because of that, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. So, let me go on to verse number 8. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. I love that. As I was preparing, I'll be honest with you, I'm talking about this simply because I fell in love with this reality of this portion here. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Today, God is not just looking to give you enough for just enough to cause you to exist. I want to encourage you today to believe that God's house is so full that he is able to provide. He's able to provide abundantly to the point that we are satisfied, that we are satisfied with the fullness of God's house. God's house looks a lot different than my house. God's bank account looks a lot different than my bank account. And, you know, I'm not wanting to be fixated on the materialistic side of things. I want to be abundantly satisfied with His Word. I want to be abundantly satisfied in my marriage. I want to be abundantly satisfied with the peace of God that passes understanding. I want to be abundantly satisfied. You see, when you and I are abundantly satisfied, then we're not going to be falling prey to the deceptive temptations that the enemy has. You see, the devil's house is empty. It's filled with empty promises. It is filled with temporary things, but God's abundant provisions in His house are filled with eternal treasures, with life-giving treasures. And He says, here, God, it's not just me that You provide this way for, it's all the children of men. And I want you to know today that when God blesses you, I don't have to be jealous of that, because He's got enough blessing for the both of us. And when God blesses another person, you don't have to be jealous of that, because it wasn't on a quota system. It wasn't on a ratio. There wasn't a daily allotment. There's enough for all God's children to be abundantly satisfied. And He said, and You give them drink from the river of Your pleasure. And I am very thankful that he does that today. It is a something that is based, that is similar to our inheritance. He said, You give them drink from the river of Your pleasures. When we think of rivers, we talk about something where it comes from a higher place, and then as the temperatures rise, that the snowpack becomes a trickle, which becomes a stream, which become a river. And David here writes, he said, listen, the drink that you are going to satisfy the spiritually thirsty with, it is not just from a snow-packed mountain. It is coming from the river of Your pleasures. It's a great thing to be loved by the Most High God. Truly a fantastic thing. You know, I don't know if you have ever been around a person and they were never pleased with you. It's a difficult place to live. It's a difficult place to serve. It's a difficult place to work. When you feel like you're constantly in trouble. But what if I told you today, hallelujah, I don't think I've ever clapped on the radio before when I was preaching, but I'm about to amen myself here. And that is this, that God just doesn't have an occasional moment of being pleased with you. It is rivers of His pleasure. It is the good pleasure of God to send forth His Word and heal. It is the good pleasure of God to bless God. Do you realize that He told David at one point in time, He said, all these things I have given you, and if that wasn't enough, I would have been able to give you even more. What does it look like to live in a flood stage river, knowing that God is pleased with us? That's an exciting place to live. For with You is the fountain of life. In Your light, we see light. I've got a note out here that with You is the fountain of life. That takes me back to the concept of the tree of life back in the Garden of Eden. It takes me back to know, hey, God wants us living and thriving. A little bit later this year, we'll be having our ladies conference. It's been known as Thrive. God wants His people thriving with the life of God. And then He says this, in Your light, we see light. Now, here's what I want to share with you about this aspect today. I try not to just share the same things over and over and over again from the same portion of Scripture. Let me tell you what happens for me, and that is I love to get together with God's people. I love coming together with other preachers. I love getting together with other saints. I love corporate environmental worship. And what happens is when there is the presence of God and other believers have come together and everybody is bringing their heart to worship and they're bringing their testimonies and they're bringing the joy of the Lord, and all of us are experiencing the abundant satisfaction of the fullness of God and drinking from the rivers of his pleasures, all of a sudden, when we're in that environment, in the light of God, all of a sudden, spiritually, I can begin to see things that I didn't see and hear things that I hadn't heard. I love when I go into one of those environments and I'm just enjoying the presence of God, and God begins speaking to me about things. Listen, sometimes he speaks to me through the words of the preacher. Sometimes he speaks to me through the worship songs that we're singing. But there are other times where we're all together there in the light of God, and God says, "Hey, Bob, I want to show you something, not from another man. I want to reveal it to you myself." And all of a sudden, he begins to light up a scripture or light up a prayer to pray. He begins to bring revelation, because we're there in that place where light is so intense already. The spiritual light is so intense. And he says, "You know what? I want you to experience Psalm 37, verse number 9, on a very personal level. In your light, O God, we see light." Don't allow the devil to keep you separated. Don't allow him to keep you in darkness. I'm here to tell you that there is so much that God wants to reveal about himself, and we need the presence of God. I tell our church this, and that is this: there is no substitute for the presence of God. There's not a program that is a substitute for the presence of God. You and I, we need to experience the presence of God and say, "God, I know this. When I come together with the other saints, you're going to show me something." I hope that when you're listening to this program, that God is sharing things with you, because where God's presence is, where his light is, you're going to start seeing things in a whole new light. And I pray that that happens for you and for your church this weekend. I hope it happens for us at Merit Assembly of God this weekend. Till Monday, we'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
To be a man for my King, nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion.